the rest of the story. Prizefighter Arnold Cream had been boxing professionally for more than 15 years, and right now it felt like 15 too many. Arnold had had enough. He was quitting the ring. There were better ways, he decided, to support your family than getting your brains bruised for nickels and dimes. Any old honest living would do, so Arnold, disillusioned, bone-tired, and flat broke, would start from scratch as a bricklayer. But more skill was required in that trade than he had anticipated, and more tedium marching those endless rows of bricks into the cement. So Arnold went down to the Camden shipyards, applied for work as a longshoreman. But after a few weeks, he was laid off. So Arnold, determined that his wife and six children would not go hungry, took whatever work he could get. Digging ditches, collecting garbage, stabbing gum wrappers in city parks. There were even times when he and his family had to seek public relief, which brought them only about $9 a week. But Arnold Cream was a religious man, so he patiently accepted his hardships as God's will. The only thing of which he was certain was that his career as a boxer was over. The fond memories were few and far between. There was Battling Mac's gym when Arnold was growing up. That's where he got his start in prize fighting. And then a few years later, there was a bout with Al King. By winning that one, Arnold also earned the light heavyweight title of South Jersey. But the good times brought bad times. And in the end, Arnold had nothing to show for a decade and a half of persistence fueled by unrealistic hopes for a major title. So when Father Time counted to 10, Arnold Cream did listen. He was out of the boxing business forever and for good, he told himself. But as any follower of the fight game will attest, the heavyweight's requiem begins and ends with the clang of a bell. And even when he should not, a prize fighter helplessly responds to that bell. So Arnold Cream, lured once again, as he had been in the beginning, by the promise of escaping poverty, came out of retirement, and he fought and lost. And he fought and lost. Through four title bouts, he provided the human punching bag for younger, stronger men. But every fighter ever since has managed to keep his own dreams alive by recalling the story of Arnold Cream. Arnold Cream was the one fighter who actually did what every palooka dreams of doing. For on July 18 of 1951, Arnold got a crack at the heavyweight championship of the world, and he pounded his younger, stronger opponent, Ezard Charles, into the canvas. Now, whether you're a fight fan or not, at one time or another, you've been told that a boxer named Arnold Cream became, at the age of 37 and a half, the oldest heavyweight champion in the world, in all of the history of prize fighting. By the way, he fought under the name of Jersey Joe Walcott. And now you know the rest of the story.